This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Whole Foods, the pricey upscale grocery store, or the upscale pricey grocery store, take your pick, is branching out a bit to a new kind of store. We don't know all that much about it yet, other than it's going to be smaller, cheaper, and aimed at millennials. The backdrop here is that Whole Foods has seen its once booming sales slow as more traditional supermarkets have started to offer organic and otherwise healthy foods. Marketplace's Tim Fitzsimmons reports on what a Whole Foods for millennials might look like.
We already have an idea of what it might be named. Whole Foods registered a few trademarks preemptively: Daily Shop, Small Batch, Swift Goods, and some others. If those names sound quick and easy to you, perhaps it's no accident. Darren Seifer, a food and beverage analyst at the NPD Group, says millennials eat out less than previous generations. So even though they're cooking at home,
they were trying still to replicate some of the properties that restaurants provided them.
Those properties, he says, are speed, quality, and freshness. Sounds like millennials would be ideal Whole Foods customers, right? Except for one big problem.
You know, everyone likes to call them whole paycheck.
Whole Foods is really expensive, and the millennial generation eats out less not only because it's healthier, but because they are poorer. Economists say the recession created permanent damage to this generation's earning capacity. Whole Foods' model of organic and fresh at high prices has been undercut by places like Walmart and Target, which have begun to offer organic options for less money, says Mark Wiltemuth, managing director at Jefferies.
This will be a way for them to kind of reach that new broadening out of the organics demand that is going on in the marketplace.
Christina Rack is a senior analyst at Huge. She says it's a tightrope walk when a high-end retailer tries to enter a lower-priced market.
Maintaining the integrity of the brand while doing so in a way that makes it appeal to a broader audience will be most important.
So maybe this new one will still be regarded as fancy, but just a little bit less expensive. Half paycheck, anyone? In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.